I'm Hattie Nabolsi, and this is American News. Today is looking like a not so bad of a day. We are going to start with the news with Dominika telling us about what women are doing to help in the war.
Hi, Hattie. I'm out here in the war, and I'm here to tell you what women are doing to help. Women are being wives, they're helping in gun making, they're building ships, they're working in factories, making bombs and aircraft parts. They're air raid wardens, driving fire engines, plumbers, ambulance drivers, and nurses. Women are also doing their husband's job while they're fighting in the war, adding to their workload. Women really drive America's economy in the absence of men. Without women, the American war effort and the home front success seems impossible.
Wow, that was a great story. After the break, we are going to have Sam interviewing a woman that was in the war. We'll be back after this short break.
Are you ready to win this war? We can't do that unless they have the money to buy and make the supplies. We really need your help. We all know we want the troops to come home, but we don't want them to come home unless they win. They are starving. We need to give them money. We can do that if you just send 3 easy payments of $5.95 to this address, 329 Maple Street, Washington, D.C. You will receive a free gift of your choice. Send now.
We're back from the break, and now here's Sam with the woman.
Good morning. Today we have a special guest speaker with us. She is a war veteran who nursed in the bombing of Pearl Harbor. Our guest speaker's name is Mary Harrington. She was not only in the bombing of Pearl Harbor, but she was also a POW, or a prisoner of war.
Good morning. It is a great pleasure to be on the broadcast right now. Like you said earlier, Sam, I was a POW and was held prisoner by the Japanese. During the 3 years I was being held prisoner, I still worked as a nurse, but for the Japanese Army. The person who kept me going through those long 36 months was the chief nurse. And of our unit, those name was Laura Cobb. She continually aided the other units who were also POW. This was the most suspenseful part of my job.
Mary, how many people were captured?
About 67 Army nurses and 11 Navy nurses. I was one of the 11 Navy nurses.
What was your impression of the Philippines?
I had no idea that the Philippines looked like. I hadn't read up on it or anything. Of course, somebody met us at the dock to take us to a place called Canicao. All I can remember is the smell of corpa was, which seemed to be everything, the naipa hunts, the kids running around naked, the houses were on stilts, the caribou. But life was very good out there too. We went to work at 8 o'clock. We met to lunch and then didn't have to go back on duty.
Mary, how do you think the war affected women in general?
Well, Sam, I believe that it gave women more independence to the government and in their own household.
Well, that looks like all the time we have for today. Join us next week with more information on World War II.
Weren't those two stories heartwarming? Well, that is for today. Hear us next week for more news about the war. And remember, be brave and help USA to get to victory. Thank you for listening to American News.